Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Good. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Can you just talk about playing the Panthers again here for the second time in 3 weeks and the challenge that presents?
I was asked that yesterday. I don't think in the last 3 or 4 years it's that unusual. I think probably each season we could find a division that's had, you know, team play and then 2 weeks later play again. I certainly, the league has tried to push more division games to the latter part of the season. You see more of it. But I think as we get into our work weeks and our routines, you know, we get so focused on the one opponent, and then when that game plan's over and that game's over, you shift gears, you're on to the next one. And so, being that the two teams are in the same division and already played, you know, just 2 weeks ago, there is that familiarity each team has already with each other because they're divisional teams. And then it's a matter of looking closely at your last game plan. Are there things you like from it? Are there things you want to change? And how you decide to, you know, implement it for the next week.
Sean, what was the impetus for making the change at left tackle, and what can you tell us about Armstead?
Can you repeat the question? There's something moving around back there.
Wondered about your impetus for making the change at left tackle and what you can tell us about Armstead.
Well, I think, look, it's always difficult in one game. It's one of those positions. It's like the quarterback, where those guys typically start and play every week, different than a lot of your other positions, be it receiver, running back, defensive back, where, you know, you have rotations, especially a defensive line. And it was something that I had done during the course of last week's game, and part of it's been just seeing Teron's progress. I mean, he was a third-round draft pick. He's very athletic, someone that has come in, like any rookie, there's a learning curve, and so I'm sure there will be on Sunday. You know, there'll be experiences, you know, that he doesn't have to fall back on because it's his first time, and certainly with the defense as good as Carolina's, that's a tough challenge. But it was something, you know, anytime you make a move like that, you consider, you know, all your options. You want to make sure you're doing the best thing that gives your team a chance to win. And, you know, in visiting with him, you know, he obviously is excited, looking forward to the opportunity. And at the same time, visiting with Charles, there's that disappointment. And yet his job is to be prepared and ready to play if need be. And so I think mainly it was just a gut coming off the game we just played and kind of factoring in maybe a culmination of work.
Will you try to get him some help where you can?
Listen, when you play, and I mean this without, when you play in our league against the ends now that we're seeing, and starting with Carolina, but then pick your team, you know, we're going to have a tough matchup, the tackles do. I think every week you'll see formation variation, bumps, chips, I mean, all those things are necessary. Now, there's times when they don't have any of that, but I think it's hard in today's football for the tackle to just the whole game go out there and just try to handle his guy. And I think it's essential, the launch points mixed up. Teams have gotten so good at rushing the passer, and then when you factor in the skill set of Carolina's ends, it's certainly a strength that we would have to go in with a plan, accounting for them, just like we did the last game.
Sean, I'm sure this is not a new question, but not every coach is blessed with a guy who is a future Hall of Fame quarterback. But just how much fun is it to be the coach of Drew Brees?
Say that again.
How much fun is it to coach a guy like Drew Brees, a future Hall of Fame quarterback?
Well, I think, look, the great thing about coaching is being around players that are motivated, that want to work, prepare, and so, you know, when you're fortunate enough to be around a group of guys like that want to put the time in, that are going to lead by example, that, you know, all of those things, it's been said a number of times, he's professional. He's someone who's very consistent in his daily routine and obviously an important part of what we do.
You guys had a similar situation, you know, several years ago when you promoted Pete to offensive coordinator, just like these guys promoting Mike Shula to offensive coordinator. Just how important was that continuity, to keep the continuity between Drew and Pete, just like these guys did with Mike and Cam?
Well, I think just from a staff standpoint, I think it's always easy to take the approach where you're looking outside. I think oftentimes the answer is in the building, and I think for us, you know, as we transition with coaches, we've had assistant coaches now. Doug Marone's the head coach at Buffalo, Dennis Allen at Oakland. These were all guys who were on our original 06 staff. So as assistants leave for opportunities, I think it's wise to look closely within the framework of your organization to see where, and if you can promote, if someone's qualified. Certainly Pete is, and he's been a continuity we've had with him here since 06. Drew as well. I mean, there's just a number of things that that mean a lot, really. You have game experience, but you also have rep recognition or rep knowledge of when this play was run back versus bump and run, or when it was run versus cloud. And so I think it's healthy for your program and your organization.
Coach, what do you think you'll see differently from the Panthers this time around?
Well, I think, you know, each game's different. You know, this game played there in a much different environment, completely different, different type of setting. I think, look, this is a big game for both teams. You know, divisional game, you sit at this point of the season, second to last week, with potentially the 2 seed, the NFC champions, all these things factor into it. And so, you know, I don't sit down and say, this is what I expect to see differently. Certainly, coming off the last game you played, you look at both sides of the ball and you say, hey, here's something they might want to do the next time based on what I just saw. You know, that I'm sure that both teams are smart enough to understand the importance of the game and how they're going to approach it.
Sean, you had a fairly lengthy talk with Steve Smith after that first meeting. Can you say what the discussion concerned?
He's one of my favorites, and we had him at the Pro Bowl. I coached a handful of those players in 06, and it was more just he and I visited him, but he's a great competitor and someone that, you know, I love watching him play. I wish he wasn't in the division. It seems like he's been there forever. And I can't think of how many different games where he's just been a thorn. And but then having a chance to coach him for 1 week, his competitive fires, you know, his desire to win, all those things are amazing. And that year in 06, I believe it was Romo's first year in the Pro Bowl. And typically the quarterbacks kind of by choice determine how long they're going to play. In other words, the starter, you know, might take a quarter. The number two might decide if he's going to take a quarter, and the three might take a half. And Drew was the starter. He got injured in the second series of that game, I believe, so he was out. Mark Bolger was the backup. He didn't want a ton of action because he had come off an injury during the year, and so, you know, the plan was for Romo to be in there somewhere late in the second quarter and then really play in the half, and all of a sudden he was in there earlier. I remember probably in the third quarter of that game, Steve hadn't gotten the ball yet, and having a little talk with Tony saying, hey, we got to find a way to get 89 to throw here, all right, or he's going to tear your head off. And he's just that competitive, and he's someone that I appreciate as a coach watching, and someone I would say that kind of followed more than maybe other players in our division.
I feel like he said you gave him a heads up about something after that game. Can you elaborate?
Well, you feel like it sounds to me like you have an idea of what specifically we spoke about. So,
no,
asked me a question, and I feel comfortable in my answer. I like that guy so much, and we had a great visit. But after that, it's not for you. How's that sound?
That's great.
Was that elaborate enough?
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate your time.
Thanks.